I started with merely 10,000 rupees. And at that time, I used to think ki 10,000, 10,000 mein kya hoga? I felt I wasn't equipped for entrepreneurship. I had guilt. So life went on. I met someone special. You know what happened? Namaskar, I'm Priyanka, a mompreneur. Business is all about finding solutions to plug a gap. At least that's what we all know. But for me, business was about finding solutions to bring myself out of situations that I found myself in, to bring myself out of difficult situations that I found myself in. Just like everybody else, I too had a very happy and normal childhood. I had a hobby, I went to school, I had friends, and so on. And my parents were very, very appreciative and encouraging of that too. And like all of us, I had a normal childhood. But all of a sudden, that happy childhood was brought to a sudden halt. When I was in grade 9, I lost my father. I grew up very fast, I matured very fast. I was young and I had dreams in my eyes. At that time, I wanted to be independent, I wanted to earn my own money. And so there I was. But there was one thing missing. That hobby that I had spoken about, it had all flown out of the window. So life went on. I met someone special, I got married, and I was walking the trodden path. I was happily settled, as some would say it. But that one thing that gave me such a lot of pleasure, my art, had completely disappeared. And you won't believe it, it came back into my life at a time when I was least expecting it. I had conceived my first child, and I was medically put on a lockdown. I was advised bed rest for those several months before the child was due to be born. Can you imagine what I went through? I was expecting my first child, which is such a happy news. But I was not happy. There was something, there was so much going through my mind. And you know, to add to that unhappiness, I had guilt. Why? Because my unhappiness would in some way affect my unborn child, which I didn't want. No mother wants it. And that is when I told myself I had to do something about it, you know. So one day, I told my mother to dig out my old paints and give me one of her old saris from her cupboard. And there I was. But I didn't know it at that time. My old friend, my hobby, something that gave me so much of pleasure in my childhood came back to me. And to my surprise, I completed that. And when one of my aunts came to visit me, she saw the incomplete sari, the half-finished sari, and she liked it so much, she said she wanted it. And I thought that she was just being nice to me. But to my surprise, after I completed it, she paid me a small amount for that particular sari. Can you imagine how much that motivated and that boosted me? That someone, a sari which I had painted on bed rest, and someone would actually want that and actually pay some money to buy that sari. And it was a casual conversation at the dinner table one day that my husband, me, and my mother were having. And my husband said, Why don't you explore your talent? You have a creativity inside you. Why don't you harness that and explore this avenue of painting on saris? Honestly, I had not thought of it that way. As I told you, it was my hobby which gave me immense pleasure, satisfaction. And that was when the seed of that business, of how I can make it into a formal business, came into my mind. That is not to say that I didn't have my doubts. Could I do it? And let me tell you, when I first started painting after the gap of so many years, my hand used to shake. I couldn't hold the paintbrush steadily. Yes. I made blotches. I smudged my paintings. I spoiled a couple of saris. But then that made me, I think, even more determined. And so one day, I withdrew 10,000 rupees from my ATM, went out to the market, leaving my baby behind. Just bought some saris, bought paints, bought some new brushes, and there I was. I painted those saris. All those days and hours of staying up late, you know, I used to work only when the baby used to sleep. So it was an amazing feeling. And that is when my self-doubt vanished. I told myself that I could do it. And that is when I started giving it serious thought. I had to think like an entrepreneur would. I read. And from whatever little I could learn, understand, I chalked out a plan. I did exhibitions wherein I called my friends, my family, and my people I knew. And that was the beginning. There was no looking back after this. Give it all up. Leave it behind. But something in me did not agree. You know, there was this restlessness in me. I was not ready to give it up. Something that I had built. But thankfully, I think somewhere the resilience, the stubbornness that was somewhere hidden inside me came out again. It is okay to be slow, but it is not okay to give up. It is not okay to stop. I took things at my own pace. I did paint saris. And now when I was thinking of a business plan, I started reaching out to weavers. I worked with weavers across the states of Chhattisgarh, Bengal, Maharashtra, Bhagalpur, which is again a weaving city. So I curated a collection along with the saris that I painted. And I did exhibitions. What is really, really amazing is that at the beginning of 2020, like everybody else, I was also again very down. I was thinking that is again the end of my business, something that I had so painstakingly set up, and I have to give it all up. You know, 2020 being the year that it was. But you know what happened? It was WhatsApp. WhatsApp was so, so beneficial for me. I was able to connect with all my weavers across the country, across the clusters. We used to do video calls, WhatsApp video calls, and they used to show me their collections. And I used to choose the saris that way, you know, curate my collection that way. On the other end of the spectrum, WhatsApp, when everybody was in the lockdown, WhatsApp allowed me to connect to my customers. People who had put their trust in me and who had bought my saris and who were now unable to visit me, right? To touch and feel and see for themselves. It was WhatsApp again. Video calls in the night, in the midnight. showing the sarees like this, showing the sarees like this, opening it up, all of it as you would see in a showroom or a shop. But the only thing is, it was all virtual. And yes, I did get orders. I did get sales. That was the beauty of it all. And I think, just like everybody else, I have also learnt a valuable lesson. I had to look for ways out. And I think that is one of the biggest learnings that I have learnt over the years, and even in the last year. And believe me, it's not going anywhere. I started with merely 10,000 rupees. And at that time, I used to think, ki 10,000, 10,000 mein kya hoga? I used to think that one needs a lot of money to invest in a business and start a business in life, but I was proved wrong. In so many instances, I felt that sometimes I wasn't equipped for entrepreneurship. I wasn't equipped to run a business. Sometimes I felt that my opportunities were not enough in the city that I was living in. At times, I felt, mujhme kuch kami to nahi hai, education ki kami to nahi hai. Mujhe kuch seekhna chahiye to run a business. But you know what? Life has taught me, and I've realized this now, is that every step of the way, kuch na kuch kami to rahegi. There'll always be something missing. It is how you build a complete life, bit by bit, out of those missing pieces. This is how I am where I am today. I have achieved a little bit of what I wanted to achieve. And I hope that my story helps you achieve yours. Thank you for listening to me today. Namaskar.